Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Luinishmas Haran B'Yakov Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yud. In Amud Aleph, the Gemara speaks about the Gedusha of Yerushalayim. And as the Gedusha we show you, Kitcha L'Shaitzo, V'Kitcha L'Osid Lover. It was the Gedusha that Beis HaMikdash had, that it retained the Gedusha and continue on until today. The Rambam Shita, and brought down Perek Vav Mihilchos Beis HaBchira, is that the Gedusha of Beis HaMikdash remains, and the Gedusha we share in Kitcha L'Shaiso, the Kitcha L'Osid Lover, the Gedusha stays. And the Rambam continues and says, even though he holds that the Gedusha remains in Yerushalayim, in Beis HaMikdash, it does not remain in other parts of Eretz Yisrael. For example, for the Indian Shemitah and Maestros, the Gedusha we share in that came when Am Yisrael came from Mitzrayim, that did not remain continuing on. That was bottle until Ezra came and he brought back Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and then the Gedusha came back, started a new Gedusha at that time. So the Rambam explains what's the difference between the Gedusha Beis HaMikdash and Gedusha Eretz Yisrael. So says the Rambam, and I quote, "Lefi Shegedusha Samikdash V'Yerushalayim Mipnei Hashchino V'Hashchino Eino Betelo." The Gedusha Beis HaMikdash comes from Hashruas Hashchino, from the fact that the Shechina is dwelling among us. And this is something which is not bottle, which is not canceled, it's always there. So the Gedusha of Eretz Yisrael, as the Rambam continues and says, has to do with kibush, with conquering, that's bottle. But the Gedusha that you have because of the Shechina is always there in Beis HaMikdash. And here the Yavetz add something beautiful in this Rambam that gives another take, another understanding in the Gedusha of Beis HaMikdash. Because the Rambam earlier in Perek Dal Michus Beis HaBchira tells us that what happened to the Aron. Says the Rambam, the Aron was Nignaz, it was buried beneath Beis HaMikdash. Says the Yavetz over there. Why is the Rambam telling us that the Aron was Nignaz? We know it's a Machlekes, if it was Nignaz or Gola. Was it buried or did it go out to Bavel? Why is the Rambam telling us this? There's no enough Kamina La'alocha if the Aron is there or not there. Says the Yavetz, there is enough Kamina, because the whole reason that the Gedusha of Yerushalayim remains is because of the Aron. Without the Aron, you do not have the Gedusha of Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, you know why I hold that the Gedusha of Beis HaMikdash remains to this day? Because the Aron is there buried beneath Beis HaMikdash. If you have the Aron, you have the Gedusha of the Shechina. So says the Yavetz, these two Rambams come together. The Rambam that says that the Aron is Nignas, and the Rambam that says that the Gedusha Beis HaMikdash is not bottles, always remains, come together because the Aron is there. That's why the Gedusha Beis HaMikdash remains. And this connects to the Ramban, the beginning of Parshat Truma, that says that the main point of the Mishkan is the Aron, because that's where you have Ashruas HaShechina. The main part of the Mishkan, the main part of Beis HaMikdash, is to bring the dwelling of the Shechina. And the way the Shechina comes is because of the Aron. That's why the Aron is the first kli, says the Ramban, that's mentioned in Parshas Truma, because that's what brings the whole Gedusha Beis HaMikdash. That's what brings the Ashruas HaShechina, which is the purpose of the Mishkan. And even though the Rambam disagrees a little bit with the Ramban in terms of what the purpose of the Mishkan is, he agrees that the Gedusha of the Mishkan, the Gedusha Beis HaMikdash, is taluy in the Aron, because that's where the Gedusha comes from. And this is really the connection to our Gemara in Amud Beis. Because the Gemara in Amud Beis tells us, the Mokam Aron Eino Min Amido, meaning the Aron does not catch space in Beis HaMikdash. Wherever it is, does not take any space. What does it mean, something in this world which does not catch space? So Rabbi Sainu explained, because the idea is that in this world we have a concept of time and space. But up there in Shemayim, there's no time and space. This Aron is the Mokoyim Chibur, the place of connection between up there and down here. And therefore we have a shtickle, we have a little bit of a feel of what's going up there in Shemayim. The same in Shemayim, there's no concept of space. Also, the Aron doesn't take any space, because that's the kiseh, that's the throne where the Shechina is dwelling on, meaning it belongs up there to Shemayim. So we learn in this daf, the Gedusha Beis HaMikdash is totally in the Aron, and the Aron is beyond this world. The Aron doesn't take any space, because that's where the Mokom HaShruas HaShechina is. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.